Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am thankful to once again have the opportunity to speak to the saints on the daily devotion. It has been a while, but I am very thankful for this opportunity. I'm thankful for the platform. I like the idea of a little thought in the morning to get your day started and to give you something to ponder upon. I think about on Sundays, many times we'll preach over an hour, and then on Wednesday night we have a prayer meeting, and we try to keep it to around a half hour or so. But even in this platform, just a 15, 20 minutes, you're able to say something that can start a heart pondering on the things of God. And that's what we desire in our daily walk with the Lord, is to have Him upon our heart and to think upon His Word. I want to apologize if the timing on the daily devotion's a little bit off this week, because I'm in the United States. Actually, today I'm in Georgia. Tomorrow I will be in Kentucky. The next day in Indiana. And then by the weekend I will be in California. Brother Oliver has joined us, and we've been spending some time traveling together within the United States, having a blessed time of fellowship with the saints of God, and have truly seen the Lord moving in a special way. Today I want to speak upon the throne of David. We will begin with the scripture in Acts chapter 13 and verse 21. And it says, "And afterwards they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony, and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." The key here is we see that God saw something within the heart of David that he could entrust the kingdom to. And the purpose is that this man would fulfill his will upon the earth, that God's kingdom would be expressed. And in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7, in verse 16, we read this. It says, "And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever." God would give a promise unto David and to his house, that he would not only establish him a throne, but he would preserve his throne. When we look at the kings of Israel, we would see that many times their kingdoms would only last a couple generations, and then it would disappear. But David is promised that because of his heart towards God, that God would give him a kingdom that would be established forever. In Jeremiah chapter 23, we read this. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." This is a promise of a Messiah that would come, and this promised Messiah would sit upon the throne of David, ruling from Jerusalem. When we look back a couple thousand years, we come to the book of Luke in chapter 1 and verse 30. "And an angel came and appeared unto Mary. An angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So we see that Jesus would fulfill the prophecies of a coming Messiah, and of a kingdom that was established in David would be manifest in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. I like this scripture because it really shows us who Jesus Christ is. He is the Son of the Highest, and that God, who is in control of this kingdom, would entrust this kingdom into the hands of Jesus Christ. When we see that, we see this, that Jesus truly had a heart like David, that he had a desire to always fulfill the Father's will and his purpose. So God, seeing this within Christ, was able to entrust the throne into his hand. It is a position of authority. We understand that now, that Jesus is at the right hand of God. that he will actually not sit upon his throne until he reigns in the millennium. That is when the throne of David will be manifest to the children of Israel and actually will be manifest throughout the whole earth. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, and verse 14, there is a message to the church of Laodicea, and we understand that is the church age that we live in. And unto that church, it says, unto Revelation 3:14, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write. Now we see in within this church, there's much to overcome. There's a tremendous spirit of apostasy and darkness and lukewarmness, and there is a spirit of a false sense of security. But within this realm of all this darkness, there will be a people that will overcome the darkness of this age. In verse 21, it says this, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So we recognize now that Jesus is set in a position of authority that is called the Father's throne. And the Father's throne is in heaven. But the throne that we are promised to sit upon is the throne of Jesus in the millennium, where we are to rule and reign with him. And he tells us in verse 22 that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. It is to look to this promise and recognize that God has given us a promise of a position of authority within the millennial kingdom. When we look at Revelation chapter 20, in verse 4, it says this, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. This is the fulfillment of the promise that is given to us, that if we would overcome, that we would be able to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. It is the fulfillment of that promise. This week, I want to look at a thought. If Christ is to sit upon the throne of David, and what God saw within Christ is a heart like David. Many times when we read in the scriptures throughout the Old Testament, as God would raise up different kings to sit upon the throne, he would use this terminology that he had a heart like David, or he turned to God with his whole heart like David. Or others he would speak of that they had a heart that was not like David, and that they walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. Within the kings of Israel, many times it talked about they truly was given over to the heart like Jeroboam, the spirit that captivated him. When I think about this, about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what God would look for in him, I think this, if God is going to allow us to rule and reign with Christ, will he not look for the same kind of heart within us? Because we too are going to be given a position of authority. So this week what I want to do is I want to take a look at this man of David and what kind of man he was. Because if we can take a look at the character of David, what it is the expression of the heart of David. And if we can understand the heart of David, then we can better understand what kind of character the Lord is looking for in a people that will rule and reign with him. There's one more scripture we want to look at this morning, and then we want to close for today and kind of just set the tone for what we're going to look at this week. In the book of Malachi, chapter 4, and verses 5 and 6, it is a scripture that we're very much acquainted with within this end time message. And it says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. There's many people, when they look at the message of Brother Branham, really talk about the great revelations and the insight and understanding that they have brought us. And I want to say this, I'm very thankful for the understanding that I have gained since finding out that God has sent a prophet in the last days. In an hour when many are walking away from the message, I have to say I've seen something that has transformed my life and given me an understanding of how to read the scriptures and to have them open up to me. But when I look at this scripture, I see that the purpose of the ministry of Brother Branham, and really we understand this too, that the fivefold ministry in this day and hour is a continuation of that message to bring, what is it? It's hearts in tune with God. When we read verse 6, it is the message's purpose is to turn hearts. And for what purpose is God going to turn our hearts? It is to prepare our hearts for a kingdom that is to come. The true purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is goes beyond just giving us the seal of eternal life and a new birth. It is for the transformation of our character. It is to transform us into the very image of likeness of Jesus Christ. And to do that, it all begins within the heart. It's not just an outward manifestation. It's not rules and regulations. It's not an order, but it is the Spirit of the living God coming to dwell within us and transforming our lives. It is to turn our hearts, and the purpose of turning our hearts is to prepare us for a kingdom, because we are going to one day come back to this earth. It is our home. It is the place that we will rule and reign with Christ. And to come to that place, we must be in preparation even now. So what we want to do this week is to look at this man David and look at his character and his communication, his fellowship with others, and better understand why God would write these things. We understand this, that the story of King David is much more than just a story. It is written for our edification and for our learning. It is to allow us to understand what God saw in him and place a desire within us that God would see the same kind of character within our lives. May God prepare our hearts. May he transform our hearts. May he turn our hearts to him, away from the things of this world, and that our minds and our hearts will be set upon his kingdom, that that his kingdom will come and that it will be manifest now within our hearts, and in that day that when we step upon this earth, that the manifestation of that character of Christ will be in the ones that will rule and reign with him. May the Lord bless you this week. May he bless you today. May he prepare our hearts, and may we look into this story or these stories about King David and better understand the kingdom to come, the kingdom of David established in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May God bless you. We love you. We thank God for each and every one of you that would take the time to listen. God bless.